This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I've mentioned her in a sermon before, but I have a very dear friend who has children very close in age to mine, who is my favorite person to talk about parenting with. And so we were having our conversation this week, comparing notes on parenting. And she told me about taking her baby to Ash Wednesday when that child was just a teeny tiny one, when it was still a little baby in arms. She brought the baby up to the altar at the time for the ashes, and she received her ashes fine. And then the priest went to reach for the baby's head. And my friend, who is a lifelong Episcopalian, has been at that altar many times to receive ashes before, yanked the baby away from the priest and had a moment where she thought, no, not the baby. My friend told me this story because now this baby and my babies are all teenagers. And it was feeling a little weighty, the mortality of these young people. As they start to stretch and grow, and apparently by sheer will, I can't just keep them safe in my house. They're gonna go and do the things they need to do, including eventually move out of my house. And I was making sense of that and making sense of the danger in the world. And my friend said, even the baby received the ashes, and your child too. Things will come. Things you could wish away. Your child will leave your house and the world will be a part of their stories. And even mortality for our children is the reality of it. And that's why we're here, right? We're here on Ash Wednesday in part because we would like to yank everyone we love away, not the baby. Keep those ashes off the foreheads of all of those whom we treasure. All the dear ones who sit near to us tonight, and the ones who are far away, and the ones who've already passed over. The truth is, we've all come here to be reminded of our mortality. And I don't know about you, but this year, it didn't feel very timely. I just did not think I needed to be reminded of my mortality just this week. I was feeling pretty much like I had a handle on that. And if I thought I was forgetting it, I could turn on the news, or I could come to work and be with you, dear ones, as you struggled with the frailties of life, or any number of other ways. That mortality seems to have been my companion lately, and I didn't necessarily need this reminder. So I turned to C.S. Lewis, because that is my favorite guide when pieces of Christian doctrine seem too complicated, or when I just don't want to hold them in my heart and in my belly. Lewis writes about our mortality in his longest bit in The Great Divorce, if you'd like to really dig in. But you can also encounter Lewis's thoughts about mortality in both Mere Christianity and even in The Chronicles of Narnia. Because yes, even the babies need to have some lens to understand this. And what Lewis presents to us is that, in truth, our mortality is a gift. Even as we wish to push it away, even as we yank the babies away from the ashes, the truth is that without mortality, life is meaningless. That if we had an infinite stretch of time ahead of us, none of our choices and none of our love would mean anything. And so instead, we have a limited amount of time. We have these some years to love each other, to know God, and to reach out in his love to one another. Lewis says that in these limited years, we have the chance to bend the arc of our character, to bend it either towards the love of God and unity with him and all whom he loves, or away. And then in that sense, we set ourselves on an eternal trajectory, one that points towards God's love, to harmony with him and all who have come before us, or one that might bend us into loneliness, withdrawn from all that God would reach out to us with. And so that's part of what we came here tonight too. To say we know our time is limited and that we have on occasion bent the wrong way and that we wish to bend back, to reach back towards God, to receive that love that God is offering us. My friend's baby received the ashes. And those ashes, like the ones that you will receive tonight, were ashes indeed to remind us of that death, but were also in the shape of a cross to remind us that even in death, Christ's love is triumphant and that nothing whatsoever, not mortality, can separate it from us.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.